All right, Stephen Cookie mentioned the Affordable Care Act. Today is the deadline in most states for consumers to buy health care coverage under the law if they want it to take effect January 1st. Healthcare.gov and state websites that sell health insurance are seeing more traffic, but many people aren't comfortable shopping on their own.
The White House set aside more than $250 million to pay so-called navigators who give consumers face-to-face help with buying coverage and calculating subsidies. That money is not distributed evenly nationwide. There's generally a lot more help available in states that are cooperating with the health care law. Eric Whitney reports from Colorado, one of the states that has embraced the new law.
Despite efforts by the White House and states to get the word out and a rapidly approaching deadline to get new coverage, some people still don't have health insurance and have no idea where to start.
It's very overwhelming.
Corinne Young is a 32-year-old dental hygienist in Fort Collins. She knows she needs to take care of the health insurance thing, but is a little vague on the details.
Like what my income would qualify me for, when I need to be signed up, what type of deductibles they have to offer. That kind of stuff overwhelms me.
There are people available to help Young with all those questions. Navigators like Barbara Sigmund, who will sit down with her and go over every aspect of her application. Colorado got some of the most money per capita of any state to hire navigators. There are dozens across the state like Sigmund, just waiting for people to ask for help.
How's business? You been busy?
It's sort of hit and miss. It's either busy or it's pretty slow, but it's starting to pick up and gain momentum as we do more of these outreach programs so that people know we're here.
Sigmund sits at a table near the exit of a local supermarket, trolling for customers. It was set up by Connect for Health, the state's new health insurance marketplace. They have brochures and little giveaway notebooks, lip balm, and stocking caps with the Connect for Health logo on them. Sigmund says lots of people have heard of the marketplace, but don't know navigators like her are looking for people to help.
It's because all the advertising that's going on TV is advertising for Connect for Health website. It's not advertising for us. Every person that I've had to come in and say, I heard about it from my mother, my brother, my friend, my whatever. And there's been a couple that come in with the newspaper.
So Connect for Health is now starting to bring navigators out of their offices as part of a year-end marketing tour that's setting up tables at 20 different supermarkets and pharmacies across the state, which is totally working for Corinne Young. Today, when she was at the supermarket on a break from work, there was the Connect for Health table with just what she needed.
And I was just getting Starbucks, but I just kind of stopped and started reading, and perfect place to get my questions answered. If I wanted to get signed up today, they would have walked me through it and gotten me signed up. I just have to go back to work.
Young made an appointment to follow up with a navigator. And Barbara Sigmund, the navigator at the supermarket in Colorado Springs, booked several appointments for herself. She says people are glad to learn she's there to help.
They are very confused by the Affordable Care Act. There's so many myths out there, and especially in Obamacare, they seem to think that they're being persecuted for making them have insurance and all this. So there's a lot of confusion.
There are navigators working at 57 assistance organizations across Colorado, everyone from county health departments to local clinics to the State Trucking Association. Neighboring states, Nebraska and Arizona, aren't embracing the health care law like Colorado is. They have just two navigator organizations each and about $2 per uninsured person to spend on assisters. Colorado has almost $24 per person. Whether or not states are taking the federal money, private groups are investing in outreach and enrollment, too.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
The Colorado Progressive Coalition is sending volunteers to Denver neighborhoods, literally knocking on every door and offering people help signing up for Obamacare coverage. In Colorado, all the effort has netted about 23,000 customers for private insurance in the state's marketplace so far. The state's goal is to enroll 136,000 people by the end of March. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.
And Eric's story is part of a collaboration between NPR and Kaiser Health News. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.